Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Congressman Denver Riggleman isn't just a freshman Republican lawmaker on the Financial Services Committee considering a revamp to the National Flood Insurance Program. He also has a personal stake in the issue.
So I own a distillery. It has about 400 barrels of bourbon and whiskey in it. But there's a lot of structures like that in the 5th District that are allowed to be built for special use. It's really not defined exactly what it is as far as residential or commercial.
Not residential or commercial, a gray area for agricultural structures in special flood hazard zones. Testifying before the Financial Services Committee, Mabel Guzman at the National Association of Realtors says the way flood insurance is structured doesn't make sense for much of rural Virginia.
The policy, the way it is right now, you have to have a policy on each and every building that you have on your land, which is ridiculous because it should really be based on your survey so that you cover comprehensively. Completely. Even on residential homes, they
would
have to get...
Ma'am, you're in my head. You're exactly right. Yes.
Right. And so send me bourbon. But anyway,
Yes, ma'am.
But then also,
hopefully that bottle will be delivered before the end of May when the National Flood Insurance Program expires. That's the deadline for Congress to take action to modernize the program, potentially changing how flood insurance works for agricultural structures in flood hazard zones. I'm Michael Pope.